Loud chatter escapes from a long corridor in La Usina del Arte, an important cultural center in La Boca, one of Buenos Aires' oldest neighborhoods. This area is where the tango was born 100 years ago, not far from the old port of the Argentine capital. Today, people in La Boca are watching tango dancers arrive from all around the world, Japan, Italy, Russia, and the United States.
We are waiting for practicing, you know, just warming up, try the floor.
Kathy Shaw and her husband Chris are tango dancers from Houston, Texas. It's the first time they've taken part in the World Tango Tournament.
Years ago, we were on a cruise to South America, and on the cruise, they give free lessons. And there's one of the lessons is Argentine tango, and we were saying that, wow, what is that? And that's the beginning of everything else. And fortunately, in Houston, Texas, we have a small group of teachers.
So you became passionate then?
Yes, very passionate.
Kathy fixes her husband's tie, which matches her red dress. Around them, dozens of professional tango dancers stretch and turn in the narrow corridor. The most impressive are Juan Pablo Ramirez and Daniel Arroyo. This male couple, from Argentina and Venezuela, has been dancing and competing for a while now.
Es la cuarta.
La cuarta vez.
La cuarta vez.
This is our fourth attempt.
Or is it the third?
No, it's the fourth.
The first time we left with nothing. The second, we got to the semifinals. And last year, we got to the final round. This year, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We came here to have fun.
It's almost their turn. Then they'll know if the judges have picked them for the semifinals in the Salon Tango category, said to be the most authentic. The judges are tough, according to Elena Roldan, the head of the jury.
All the members of a jury have at least 25 to 30 years' experience in tango. They focus first on details, the steps, the technique, etc. But we also want to see a real connection between the dancers and how they connect together to the music.
The connection factor, a key element for Wesley Tarquino. This Belgian dancer has been living in Buenos Aires for a couple of years now. For him, his partner Fabiana Justo is the ideal tango partner.
It's impressive. Two individuals meet and they create something between them. It's amazing to be able to be yourself and to be able to dance without having to compromise.
Wesley stops. It's his turn to take the stage along with Fabiana. During each round, 10 couples perform in front of the judges. More than 400 couples have signed up in the Salon Tango category. On stage, the chemistry between Wesley and Fabiana is obvious. But nearby, Juan Pablo and Daniel are impressing the audience with their rapid movements. Thanks to their performance, the two men earned a ticket for the semifinals, but they didn't make it to the final stage of the competition. Like most years, it was an Argentinian couple that won first prize on Tuesday night. Juan Pablo and Daniel will have to try their luck again next year. They hope to be the first same-sex couple to win the tango tournament. Aude Villiers-Moriamé for RFI in Buenos Aires.